The government of Saskatchewan is encouraging everyone to recognize and honor National Indigenous Peoples Day. The day gives an opportunity for Canadians to recognize the historical and present contributions of Indigenous people are making. National Indigenous Peoples Day coincides with the first day of summer. This year, it's on Sunday. All month, special programs are being presented by the Royal Saskatchewan Museum. Some LaRange authors took home awards at yesterday's Saskatchewan Book Awards. Miriam Kerner and Ida Trombley's children's book, When We Had Sled Dogs, A Story from the Trapline, won two awards, the Children's Literature Award and the Publishing in Education category. Harold Johnson won the Indigenous People's Writing Award with his novel Peace and Good Order. The online presentation is available to watch on the Saskatchewan Book Awards website. The chief of the Big River First Nation is trying to put his life back together this week after his house was burned to the ground in a suspected arson last weekend. Jack Rain says he was away from the First Nation when he received a call that the residence was ablaze. He says he can't understand why anyone would do such a thing.
Everything is going smooth here. People are okay. I keep my people happy and accountable for everything I do. And yeah, I thought everything was going smooth until this happened.
Rain says neither the home nor its contents were insured. A GoFundMe page has been started to help the family, with just over $7,000 raised so far. Residents of northwestern Saskatchewan are remembering a longtime advocate for northern ecotourism and sustainable development. According to his stepdaughter, Angela Bishop, Rick Richardson died after battling cancer. She says in particular his health took a turn for the worse in the past year.
There's a little shift in his health, like that we had noticed late last summer, and that he ended up getting an eye infection, and he started to, take cortisone, some sort of medicine in that, and he had an allergic, like, reaction to it.
Richardson was also the mayor of Green Lake and co-owner of the local Keewatin Junction Cafe and Cultural Center. The province has announced some guidelines for when students will be heading back to school. Students from pre-kindergarten to grade 12 will be able to return to class on September 1st. The guidelines include sending students or staff home if they have any symptoms of COVID-19. There will also be increased sanitation, and hand sanitizer will be available whenever possible. There will also be protocols for bringing school materials, such as backpacks and school supplies, in and out of schools. A contract deal is within reach for both sides of a labor dispute in Regina that's been dragging on for more than 6 months. Federated Co-op and Unifor have reached a tentative agreement. Local union president Kevin Bittman says members are recommended to vote in favor of the deal on Monday.
The end is always a tough spot, right? Because there's always mixed emotions. And, you know, you've been through 6 months really of a battle against an employer that was trying to break us.
Federated Cooperative says once the deal is ratified, they'll work on a plan to get people back to work. Wanuskewin Heritage Park will remain closed until after the Labor Day long weekend. Park officials say renovations are now underway. The upgrades are being done with the hopes of being recognized as Saskatchewan's first UNESCO World Heritage Site. The facilities, trails, and grounds will remain closed until September 5th. A new study says significant barriers continue to exist when it comes to hiring, retaining, and promoting Indigenous workers in the banking and financial sector. The report was not done by the Canadian Human Rights Commission. It says 40% of the employers surveyed identified barriers in hiring practices for Indigenous women and men. The top employment barriers related to recruitment, selection processes, and the lack of Indigenous role models and mentors in the industry. Canada's top judge says some of the innovations that courts have embraced during the COVID-19 pandemic could become permanent. Supreme Court Chief Justice Richard Wagner says they weren't ready for it, and the courts were forced to look at different ways of working.
Our justice system was not prepared for a pandemic emergency. And as a result, many things immediately came to a halt. Courthouses were closed. Trials were postponed.
The Supreme Court recently began using video conferencing, and Wagner says despite some glitches, it was a success. Chief executives from 27 companies say it's time for Canada's governments to relax restrictions on air travel. The business leaders sent out a letter that calls for a prudent lifting of COVID-19 precautions. They believe it's time to reopen air travel in what they call a safe, smart, and measured way. The signatories include the CEOs of Air Canada, WestJet, and Porter Airlines. Some experts and community leaders say they're concerned that most of the people investigating police misconduct in Canada are white men who are former police officers themselves.
Of the 167 members involved in independent investigation units across the country, 111 have previously worked with police. Ghislain Picard, chief for the Assembly of Manitoba First Nations in Quebec and Labrador, says Indigenous people feel it's biased.
You know, the police investigating their own.
There are also few people of color within the ranks. Akwasi Owusu-Bempa, an assistant professor at the University of Toronto, says it's concerning.
People that have come from law enforcement may be kind of immersed in the biases that exist within law enforcement.
Kelly Malone, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.